We've got Ed Pilkington on the line. He's in Watertown. Now, where exactly are you in the town there, Ed?
Pretty much near the town centre. There's a 20-block area that's been cordoned off by the police, and all the press have been now removed from it. So we're sort of on the edge of the active police scene. There's still obviously tons going on. I'm watching police cars blare past, virtually every minute. We're hearing that there's sort of robotic police equipment is being used inside this 20-block area to try and defuse. There were clearly explosive devices that have been used earlier in the evening. I've just spoken to a local resident who was woken up by a massive noise of an explosion, and he got in his car and followed after a line of police and could clearly smell gunpowder in the air. As far as we know, there are two suspects from this evening. The obvious suspicion is that they might be connected to the Boston Marathon bombings, but we don't yet know.
Could you just talk us briefly through the sequence of events overnight? Because it seems like things started off at MIT earlier, or?
Yeah, there's been an extraordinary sequence of events. I mean, it's important to stress at this stage we don't know that any of the events are connected to each other.
Yeah.
Or that they're connected to the Boston Marathon bombing. Mm-hmm. I mean, clearly that's the suspicion, but none of this has been confirmed by the police. They're saying they may brief us soon, and hopefully things will get clearer at that point. But it has been an extraordinary night. First off, around 10 o'clock, there were reports of an armed robbery at a 7-Eleven towards the center of MIT, the campus. Police were called out to investigate it. Reports of a disturbance on the campus. We don't know whether that was the armed robbery or some other event. And in the process of that, there was a heavy gunfire exchange, and one MIT police officer was hit several times and seemed to be later died in hospital. So that was the start of the extraordinary night. It seems a few minutes after that, a black Mercedes car was carjacked, and a car chase ensued. Again, we don't know if that's connected to the armed robbery, but
it seems that
it might be. That started from the campus at MIT.
Right.
Now, we don't know whether that car and that car chase brought the suspects and the police chasing after them to Watertown, so we don't have that connection. So we then leap to Watertown, where I am now, and for several hours now, a very active police situation and operation has been ongoing. To try and find two men. It seems that one of them, as I say, has been captured and was initially taken to hospital. There have been reports that he died later in the evening, but again, none of this is confirmed.
Have the police confirmed?
There's a second, it's still ongoing.
Have the police confirmed that a suspect is in custody?
As far as I know, and things are changing all the time, that the police have confirmed nothing.
Yeah.
That's why we're waiting for this police briefing. So all we know was that one person was taken to hospital and appears to have died. But again, even that is not confirmed. So the best one can say at this moment, and this is just from everything one's heard and read and speaking to people here at this perimeter zone in Watertown, there were two main suspects. One has been captured and appears to have died, and the other, the operation is still ongoing to try and bring them into custody.
Okay, thanks very much, Ed. We'll speak to you again shortly.